I'm Chess from Grace Emmanuel Church. You've been listening to the Grace Alive radio broadcast. You can listen to our program Fridays and Saturdays at 2 p.m. and twice on Sunday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. right here on WCNO. Please join us and let us study together.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Guatemala, I think the first time we went there, and they do this ministry to people who live at the dump there. We brought these bags of food for the families that live at the dump, and they had these homes built out of garbage. They were like igloos built out of garbage that these families were living in. And when the garbage truck pulled in, all the kids and all the people swarmed toward the garbage truck to kind of get like first dibs at everything. And that was just so heartbreaking, you know, to see that and experience that. And you know, we had an opportunity to share a skit that presented the gospel there to the people living there.
You know what I think as you're talking, I think many of us are
gospel there to the
people. And I know in working with men in men's ministry, a lot of times when you're dealing with people that have experienced great hurts, trauma, or other types of difficulties in their life, some of the hardest things you have to look at is your own brokenness. You know, you have to look back at maybe a broken relationship with a father or a mother. And I find a lot of people don't really want to go to those places because they're painful.
Yeah.
But I also find that Jesus wants to set us free.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think a lot of what you're talking about is the idea of getting outside yourself, and there's something supernatural that happens because Jesus does tell us to go into all the world. And so now, doesn't mean everybody's going to go on a mission trip, but I think what you're opening our eyes to is that this is a great way that Jesus knew that by going, something supernatural has happened to you.
Absolutely.
And you get into a greater depth of enjoying your relationship with Christ. You know, Jesus wants to have this intimate relationship with all of us. And yet, I think a lot of us, in my own experience as a man and other working with other people, is to really get free, you have to be willing to go to some pretty nasty places. I'm talking about in your own life. And sometimes it's a complex relationship you may have had growing up with an abusive father, abusive mother, whatever the case. And to really get free, you have to go to those dark places. And I'm thinking as you're describing your trips on the missions, you're going to some pretty dark places. You know, you're going to some places where God wants you to go because he knows it'll be good for you. It'll help set you free into a greater experience of what life is really all about.
Yeah. And people in other places are much more willing to talk about religion. There's like a stigma in the United States about talking about religion. You know, in almost everywhere I've been, you know, there's not that stigma. People are very open to talking about, you know, what they believe in their faith and hearing the gospel and not being offended and just really, you know, either hearing it, embracing it, or hearing and saying, no, I don't want to do that. You know, so it depends, you know, but as you were saying something about our comfort zones and meeting others' needs and, you know, whatever, I just think of Jesus using the word compassion, and he felt compassion for the people, you know, and over and over and over again in the Gospels, you hear, you read, and it says, and Jesus had compassion for this or that, or their health situation or their financial situation, you know, and I think we are to be more compassionate, you know, in the way we live our lives, whether it's how we interact with people, you know, and think, not be so quick to judge people because we don't know what's going on in their life, you know, what they're just walked out of and they just confront you and they're ugly. You know, you don't know why, what the backstory is.
Well, and compassion is always an action. Generally, Jesus, who had compassion on people, generally followed that with some action. And so if we're not taking enough action in our lives to live out our Christian life, we're missing it. I mean, you know, the idea is he didn't come to be served, he came to serve. So here we have this opportunity to consider and prayerfully consider taking maybe an adventure of a lifetime. And yeah, there's probably some risk involved, right? But
Yeah, I've experienced all kinds of crazy bathroom situations, everything from a hole in the floor, you know, in the ground, to ones where you sort of stand on the side. And, you know, I wish I would have taken a picture of every different kind of toilet that I've seen, because my son works as a plumber, and he's often intrigued. Sometimes I'll take a picture, but the places I've been, you know, not just traveling, but and on mission trips, it's quite interesting.
Yeah, and if you're not getting any younger, it sounds to me like it's also a good thing to do, like a vacation on purpose, the idea of that. Also, if you're still in reasonably good health, you still have an opportunity to go, because if you start going through physical issues, granted, you might not be the best candidate for a missions trip. So maybe when you're a little on the younger side, it's a great time to consider going, because as we get older, I mean, let's be honest, we're not getting any younger. And so it's probably better to consider going when you still have some good life left in you, you know.
My roommate this last year in Uganda, his name was Charles. He was from North Carolina. He's 78 years old, and he was a bundle of energy. I mean, this guy is my new hero. I'm like, this guy served with the Peace Corps, and I mean, just hearing him talk about all the places he's traveled and stuff, I'm like, Charles, you're my hero. But real quick story, we had a layover in Dubai when we were flying to Uganda. And we got in at like midnight, and we got to this, and the flight wasn't until next morning. So the airline put us up in this hotel, and that was part of the accommodation. And in the lobby of the hotel, it said tour of Dubai. It was like 2 a.m. or something. And I looked at that, and I'm like, that's ridiculous. Who would want to go on a tour, you know, in the middle of the night? Well, I come to find out that Charles was going on the tour. You know, he's 78 years old. And I started thinking, when else am I going to be in Dubai? You know, because we're leaving at like 8 a.m. I think, sleep. I can catch up on sleep. So I signed up for it. And then my roommate that was staying with me that particular night in the hotel was a 40-something-year-old nurse. And we got to be good friends. But I'm like, man, it's only 4:30 back home. Come on, you could do this. And he's like, all right. So, but again, 78-year-old guy, 41-year-old guy, you know, both of them were reluctant to get out of the comfort zone and go experience something new, you know, and I don't regret that, you know.
Yeah, age is not necessarily a disqualifying factor if you're still getting around.
Yeah, well, if you're taking care of yourself.
You can probably do various things on a missions trip that aren't necessarily as physically demanding.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah, not everything is physically demanding. But that's another reason why we should be good stewards of our body. God's given us these bodies to take care of, you know, and most of us are neglecting our body. We just dump in whatever is most appealing to our taste buds. Like, our taste bud is the most important organ in our body. It's not, you know, eat foods that love you back, not just foods that you love, you know, and the dividend that'll return is health and the ability to be able to use.
Why don't you describe, like, in a short story here, what you've been on as your own journey of, and I think as you just said that to me, I realized God says, you know, have no other idols before me. And I think we have many idols. Amen. I think many idols for many of us is a cup of coffee every day, maybe a Danish every day, something sweet every day. And these do become little mini idols. So you've been through a little bit of a journey on your own in terms of better managing your health, right?
Yeah, I have. I've been introduced to this thing called the Daniel Plan. It's not the Daniel Fast. It's called the Daniel Plan. You can find it online. And basically, it involves eating things that God created. You know, if it's created in a factory, you want to avoid it. If it's created on a farm, you want to eat it. See, our time's running out. But basically, avoiding artificial sweeteners, sugars, you know, I went with a couple days without sugar or any sweetener, and about went into withdrawal, I know. And but after about the third day without any kind of sweeteners, I was like set free. It was like a liberation day kind of thing. And I've lost some weight, feel better than I felt in 15 years. And so Check out the Daniel plan.
But I think we can run over a little bit, as I understand. Right. We can run a little bit over. So why don't we wrap it up with a little bit of an appeal and then a prayer for people who have been listening to this story about a missionary who lives right here in Vero Beach, who's been stepping outside his comfort zones for a number of years with his wife and even his children who've been going on missions trips. Make an appeal. Maybe give out a couple of phone numbers, and then why don't you, we'll basically end in prayer, asking God to move on the people that are being affected by this today.
Okay, let me give the website for Imani Mullaly. It's kind of a weird word; our pastor can't even pronounce it. It's they have a website, ends in .com, but it's IMANI. No space, continue, and MILEL, it's like mile and then L-E. So ImaniMileLE.com. And you can find out more information about that organization, which is, I actually sponsored a child while we were there, because when I got there, the people were so grateful and they were like singing, thank you, thank you. And I'm like, I have not done anything for you guys. What, I was overwhelmed at one point, one of the days. And I'm like, all right, I need to do something. So we sponsored a child. I got to meet him, got to hang out with him, met his mom, and now I write letters back and forth. And it's kind of a personal thing because he hung out with me in the pharmacy for a couple hours in one day. And it was pretty special. But Imani Mullaly, so check them out. And just ask God, is this really for me? Or am I making excuses? Am I trying to, wiggle my way out of what you're trying to do? When you say go in all the world, am I exempt from that, God, because of whatever reason? And for some of you, that's legitimate. And for some of you, it's just... you need to overcome whatever obstacle is holding you back, whether it's priorities, whether it's fear of food or whatever, whether you're not trusting God to provide the funds to go on this trip. So that's my challenge. Get out of your comfort zone.
Amen. That's pretty much the prayer of our lives in our walk with Jesus, is to get outside our comfort zones and know that God will be there on the other end of your fear to give you faith to believe that he wants to do great things in your life. So, Bob, thank you so much for coming in and sharing a little bit of your life in the mission field and making it a little more, I think, attractive to consider going on a short-term mission. You don't have to be a missionary in a bamboo canoe going down the Amazon. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about some practical things we can all do in other parts of the world to share our faith, share our love, and see what God will do.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Bob. Right. Thanks for coming.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Take care.
Bye.
Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
We'd like to thank Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie for sponsoring It's a New Day. We'd also like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care, with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting us.
You called me out upon find you in the mystery, in oceans deep, my faith will stand.
A place for me. I'm a child. Desperation, when all we know is doubt and fear, there is only one foundation. We believe in this broken generation. When all is dark, you help us see. There is only one salvation. We believe. We believe. We believe in God the Father. We believe Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and He's coming back again. We believe. So let our faith be more than anthems, greater than the songs we sing. And in our weakness and temptations, we believe in God the Father.
Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit.
What are the key elements to being a Christian?
Well, you may not be dead physically, but according to the Word of God, until Jesus Christ comes into your life, you are dead spiritually.
Dr. David Jeremiah gives us insight into basics of the Christian faith. Next time on Turning Point.
Listen to Turning Point at 12:30 p.m. Monday through Friday on the Good News Station WCNO.
Hi, this is Kim from sunny South Florida. And I'd like to share with you some exciting things that God is doing in the world of arts and entertainment. Join me now for A Heart for Hollywood.
There's no business like show business, like no business I know.
Ethel Merman was sure speaking the truth when she said there's no business like show business. Have you ever stopped to think about the business of show business? For instance, do you realize what's considered a low-budget film? It costs about $1 million to produce. That's before distributorial marketing. Yep, there's no show without the business. We know about the show. The creative work starts with God giving his creatures a creative spark. An inspired writer or producer has a burden to tell a story. Then they do the hard work of writing and casting and directing and making this amazing product, all to share their story with us. And what Christians in Hollywood are doing is amazing. It's ministry, and it's the show, and it's show business. And as Christian consumers of the arts, when we rent, buy, stream, or purchase tickets to movies that honor God and family, it sends this signal to investors that this is a profitable genre. This is an extremely important part of the filmmaking process. It is amazing as I watch what God's doing in the hearts of everyone supporting these films, both investors and consumers. The result is the quality and quantity of inspiring films are getting better and better. Like when Jesus told us in the parable of the talents, each person was given money and they had to decide how to invest it. If we are investing wisely in the kingdom, every time we buy a theater ticket, download a song, or a God-honoring film, we're investing in a ministry of show business. And we receive a gift in return, a chance to sit back, enjoy a story, and enjoy beautiful music while God speaks to our hearts. But just as we pay for any other goods or services, art and entertainment has a cost. Praise God for allowing us to honor him in the process. Next time you watch a great movie, purchase an amazing piece of artwork, download a new song, be pleased to know you're taking part in bringing godly art to life. Thank you for joining me today, and thank you for continuing to pray for this most influential mission field. Please continue to pray for Hollywood and for the creative artists that God is using to change our culture.
Cure, cleanse me of its guilt. fulfill thy lost demands. Could my zeal no rest but know? Could my tears forever flow? All for sin could not atone. Thou must save and thou
one he'd wanna see from me. There's just such power. like a king. I wanna live like a king. And my decree, it will ring. Love will rule everything. I wanna live like a king. Oh, and my decree, it will ring. Love will rule everything. I wanna live like a king.
What happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Godfrey Electric Incorporated is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving Martin, St. Lucie, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric Incorporated specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric Incorporated is an underwriter of the WCNO ministry and is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or by phone at 561-833-3753.
God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek your face, and I will lift you high. I will lift your name. I will lift you high. I will lift your name on high. How I thirst for you. Every day I thirst for you. How I thirst for you. How I thirst for you. Every day I thirst for you. I will lift you high. I will lift. I will lift your name on
higher and higher, Lord.
I will lift you high.
I will lift you high.
I will lift your.
Hi, this is Dr. Gerard Curry of Tradition Worship Center in Port St. Lucie. Our program, Extreme Faith, airs on WCNO Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and again at 7:15 p.m. We are a Word and Spirit church, and not only do we believe in miracles, signs, and wonders, we experience them as well. According to Romans 10:17, Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You can build your faith for your miracle today.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts, while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Standing in my way, there was a guarantee, but in my heart I know there's got to be healing. Gonna take some time, my mama made, I'm healing. Start has set us free from the law of sin and death. So if you're free, come on and sing.
said the prayer.